You're listening to The Voice of the Valley, KROX in Crookston, Minnesota, 1260 AM and 105.7 FM and 92.1 FM in Grand Forks and East Grand Forks. I'm Tyler Hergert, and right now it's time for Valley Talk, and we have Larissa Fitzgerald on the line calling in for today's Valley Talk. Larissa, how are you doing on this Thursday, October 5th?
I'm doing well. How are you?
Oh, I'm doing great. As we're itching closer towards the weekend, and we have an exciting event coming up on Sunday. But before we get to the event, Larissa, you are with the Friends of Rydell Glacial Ridge Refuges Association. So what is your role? And then could you just give a little explanation as to what the Friends are and some of the other things that they do?
So I am a Friends member and a board member with the group. And so we do kind of host most of the educational and interpretive events and programs that are offered at the refuge, whether that's like summer intern programs, the gift shop, things like that.
Mm-hmm. So a lot of things that are happening there. So the main reason why we have you on the air today is for the Walk for the Wild that's taking place. So what is this Walk for the Wild?
So this the Walk for the Wild is an event that is a lot of refuges are putting this on as sort of a celebration for National Wildlife Refuge Week. And it is a 5K walk. And ours is being held at Rydell National Wildlife Refuge. So it will be a 5K walk on, I think it's a combination of three of our trails, all paved. Just kind of a hope to get folks out in nature and enjoy what the refuge has to offer this fall.
Yeah. And, there's going to be, I believe, a guided trail as well as the option for people to just kind of explore on their own.
Yep. Yeah. So we will start. It goes from noon to four. So somewhere shortly after noon, one of our board members will be leading a group of whoever wants to come out and do more of a guided hike, just maybe pointing out some things or just having the board member or a friend to talk to. Otherwise, it's come when you can, come as you are, just kind of walking on your own.
And people don't have to stay for the entire 4 hours, right?
Nope. They can, even if they don't want to come in and do the 5K, they can come in and visit. They can do their walk. They can leave. They don't have to check in even if they don't want to. Just, yep, it's just the 4 hour window for however long they want to be there.
So what is the goal of this walk?
So the goal is, number one, to get people out on the refuge, get them outdoors, see what the refuge has to offer. But it's also a big fundraising event for the Friends group. And the fundraising, that money keeps us afloat and helps us continue to be able to put on those interpretive and educational programs, as well as continue to provide accessibility for everyone to the outdoors. So we funded our trikes that are able to be rented out and ridden around the refuge, the paved trails, maintenance on those, things like that.
And who all can participate?
So this is open for all ages. So, I mean, parents are able to bring their kids in the strollers. Since the trails are paved, it does make it a little bit of an easier access for those that may have some sort of mobility issues or may need a mobility device to get around.
Mm-hmm.
So it's, yeah, our Rydell is unique in that sense that pretty much all of the trails are paved.
Yeah, that's great. So, you know, really anybody who is willing to or wanting to participate is able to. To varying degrees. That's really great that Rydell is able to offer that.
Mm-hmm.
I noticed that there is a bingo scavenger hunt involved as well. So it's not just a walk, a little games involved too.
Yeah. So we have put together this fun little bingo scavenger hunt. So while people are out doing their walk on the trails, they can use all their senses to hopefully check some boxes off this bingo card. And then anybody who has one or more bingos on their card, they can put their name in for a drawing for a chance to win a free Rydell or Glacial Ridge t-shirt from the gift shop.
So a little bit of fun along with the walk. That makes it even better, right?
Yep. That's the hope.
We're speaking with Larissa Fitzgerald, who's with the Friends of Rydell and Glacial Ridge Refuges Association here on Valley Talk this morning. You mentioned earlier, Larissa, about some donations. And so where do they go to, and exactly what are the donations for?
So the donations can be made. We have a team website for the Walk for the Wild event. So they can be made on our team website, or they can be made in person the day of if they just want to hand cash. And it's all free will. There's no push for anybody to donate. And then even the 5K event itself, the registration is completely free. So there's nothing held against anybody if they don't want to donate or can't donate. It's just to get people involved.
You mentioned registration. Where can people register and also just go online to find out more info?
So the registration is also on our team website for the Walk for the Wild. And then it's might be kind of tricky to write down, but it's https://support.americanwildliferefuges.org/team/516155, or they can visit our Friends of Rydell and Glacial Ridge Refuges Association Facebook page. And then on the main page, there's all sorts of different links shared, including links to this team page, but there's also an event created on our Facebook page where folks can go click on that. All the information's in there. Clickable links to our Walk for the Wild team page. There's links to order merchandise if they want. Two different options, either the team website or our Facebook page with all the links and information there.
We also have on our website, KROXAM.com, an option we have a little article on there as well. So a couple of different outlets for people to check it out. Sounds like the Facebook page is fairly regularly updated.
Yes. Yep, it is. We try weekly to post something at least. And since it is run by Friends members and volunteers, it's kind of just as we have time. But we do try and get something out there for people to be involved with regularly.
We talked about this very briefly at the top, but what is National Wildlife Refuge Week? When is it? And then sounds like this is more of this is the celebration that Rydell does for the week.
Yes. So this is only the second year that this event has been offered for refuges, but it's kind of the boost to get folks out, celebrate what refuges have to offer, whether that's here locally with, our Glacial Ridge or our Rydell, or even Hawaii and Alaska and Florida. So it's the big week, this upcoming week, for folks to get out and see what their local or their further away refuges have to offer for them.
Yeah, and National Wildlife Refuge Week starts on Sunday the 8th, runs through the 15th. But this is the celebration that the Friends of Rydell and Glacial Ridge have put together. So if you're unable to make the walk, are there other ways to support the walk or just the Friends in general?
So this walk is also being offered virtually if you want to sign up and be included as part of our team. And again, there's no fee included with that. Otherwise, we are always open for new Friends members to come in and join us. And we do try and have other events throughout the year that others are included with. So whether that's our try to do annual, our Candlelight Ski event, or volunteers for other disabled hunts or snowshoe lacing events, or we try and offer a variety of things that people can be involved in. Otherwise, it's just like the gift shops open in the summer. Yeah.
A lot of stuff. And is there a way for people to become a member and not just donate, but also become a member of the Friends?
Yes. So in the gift shop, or in the visitor center, I guess, we have forms that they can fill out and become a member. And there is a fee with that, but and there's different levels. So there's a family group fee. There's an individual group fee. There's a student fee for those that, you know, high school, college, that may want to be involved. But I think there's a senior citizen discount. I'm not sure on the prices of those either, but they are on our membership form, which is in the visitor center. So if they do come Sunday, they'll be able to have the opportunity for that also.
And where is the gift shop?
The gift shop is located in our visitor center, which is on Rydell National Wildlife Refuge, and it's right next to their main office. When you're walking up to it, it's big brown building on the left.
Well, Larissa, we have a couple minutes left, so we'll recap everything that we've talked to you about here on this Valley Talk this morning. So Larissa Fitzgerald joining us as from the Friends of Rydell and Glacial Ridge Refuges Association. And let's just recap what is going to be happening this Sunday.
We are doing our Walk for the Wild 5K walk and fundraising event.
And that's going to be taking place at?
At Rydell National Wildlife Refuge from noon to 4 p.m.
And there's going to be an opportunity for people to donate, but you also mentioned that you know, people can just kind of show up and just support the event in a couple of different ways.
Yeah, so they can show up, do the walk with us. They can do the walk by themselves. We'll have the opportunity for them to donate one online with the team page, or we will have a donation box there, and that's free will donation, and then also the chance to become a Friends member if they choose. And one thing I'm thinking of now, I forgot to mention before, if folks, when they donate online through the donation button on our team page, that those donations are matched through an amplifier fund. So the donations that are made on our team page will go a little further than they will in just the donation box. And all donations are welcome, not required, obviously, but in this case, the ones that are made online will be matched, so we will get their dollars will go a little bit further.
Well, Larissa, thank you very much for joining us. Anything else you'd like to share on this Valley Talk?
I will say the refuge is also having a disabled hunt on October 12th through the 14th, and a youth hunt October 28th through the 29th. And any questions about those, that's more refuge run. So just call the refuge with any more questions or info needed for those.
Well, Larissa, thank you very much for joining us. And we hope that the Walk for the Wild goes well. It looks like the forecast is going to be nice and sunny.
That's what we're hoping for.
Well, Larissa, thank you very much for joining us on this Valley Talk.